You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talit, Sinko Musqueam, Mustayo. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Today, we actually have a couple people on our show today. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Allie, you do the honors.
My name is Alessandra.
Anything more? Damn.
All right. Let's just give a quick overview. As I mentioned in my past episodes, I am doing a couple interviews because I think interviews are beneficial for me as the host, but also for my audience. And so today I will be interviewing slash having just a casual conversation with my two friends from Coquitlam. We actually went to high school together. I think we met in like grade 10.
You were in grade 10, we were in grade... Me and Ali were in grade 9.
If I was in grade 10, I think you guys would have been in grade 11.
You're right. You're so right.
But yes. Sorry for the loud sound right now. Try not to laugh directly on the mic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's okay. Okay. So Samantha is the friend that's in front of you right now. I don't know why I'm speaking as if you guys can see Samantha. But we have Samantha Lee here and Alessandra Matus. I call Samantha Sam and Alessandra Allie.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So this is their first time on air on the radio. So it's going to be very exciting. Is there anything you guys want to ask me before we get into the meaty portion of the show?
Ask you?
Mm-hmm.
No, come at us with all the questions.
I think the first time I was on air, the one thing that I was like really excited about was having the headphones on and listening to my voice. I think that really gives you the real life radio experience.
Yeah.
But you know, some people like the headphones, some people don't. But I think we'll get into the show. But before we get into the show, we will get through some ads and some PSAs. And once we come back, we will begin the show. So here we go, and I'll see you guys later.
Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, BAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Get ready, Vancouver. Happy Land Festival is back. A fully inclusive pride celebration. Sunday, August 6th at the PNE Amphitheater and Playland. Enjoy concerts, thrill rides, food trucks, and festival attractions at this one-of-a-kind event with performances by Trixie Mattel, Pablo Vitar, Alaska, and more. Happy Land, August 6th at the PNE Amphitheater and Playland. Get your ticket now at happylandfest.ca.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to another episode. For those of you who have just joined in to Lean In with Jeff, I am your host, Jeff, and we are back. I just want to say, I don't know if the last day of classes for summer is over, but I think for those of you who are taking summer classes, you guys have like two more classes, I believe.
I just have a final.
A final? Yeah, final exams. Yeah. For those of you who do have final exams or maybe a couple classes left, good luck. I think you guys have done great. I hope you guys did great and gave yourself some time to actually relax and just chill, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's easy to go into a burnout stage. Like,
oh, yeah.
Towards the last 2-3 weeks of school. So just give yourself little words of encouragement. You guys did great.
Yeah, no, I think summer classes are more difficult because you kind of just want to have fun in summer.
Right.
And the weather, too, plays a big role because when it's hot and sunny, you kind of just want to go outside.
No, actually.
And not just stay in a classroom.
Totally.
Yeah.
But anyways, I hope that all goes well. And here we go. So today's main concept, we'll be talking about high school because that's where we all met. So I think the first thing that I want to say is, do you guys remember like the first impression of each other?
Oh my God. Wait, hold on. First of all, me and Ali go way back. Like me and Ali, we...
In middle school.
Okay. So, cause I immigrated to Canada in 2013-ish. So that was like when grade six started. Mm-hmm, and actually that's me and Ali are in the same class.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We were in the same class for a couple of years.
Yeah, and we were like friends for like, and acquaintances for like a while. And I think it really hit off though in like high school. We became like best friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did first meet in middle school. So we've known each other for a pretty long time.
We know like the ins and outs of each other. Exactly. Like the grossest things of each other's game. Sorry.
Yeah, we know a lot. We're on like a wavelength where like we share a look yeah. And we know everything.
Like
so
we sit
it's
in
really
a room
cool.
in silence and we're just like vibing. I don't know. It's
no, I do feel like once you're like into the relationship where you're okay with just being in silence, that's when you know you're like tight.
It's real. Yeah. Like you don't need to like fill the void with talking or doing stuff all the time.
And surprisingly, when Jeff came along, I was actually kind of unsure about you because I feel like you have a sense of just, I don't know. First of all, I thought that you were a confident person already. Because
oh, you did?
Because I thought that you were very confident with being by yourself or even like
oh,
when,
I see.
When you would go to school, right? By the way, for the listeners out there, me, Ali, and Jeff had already met each other in high school at around like grade 11.
11, 10.
For me and
yeah.
Ali, it was grade 11.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's surprisingly outside of school, we would talk, we would hang out. But when we're in school, Jeff would like deliberately not talk to us. And he would walk around the hallway alone and he would like avoid, I don't know,
like,
talking to anyone at
mind.
All costs.
Like, he just had to get to the places he
yeah.
needed to get,
and
sort of thing.
I,
yeah.
Like, sometimes me and Ali don't understand, but, eventually now I yeah. like gets like we got to a point where it's like very very comfortable, like three of us are pretty
like,
much
we're
best
like
friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like the three very tight. A club, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Like yeah. Can you explain what happened back
yeah,
then
so
why are you like that?
I think I was like that because I was just so embarrassed to say hi in the hallways because here's the thing, like there's people that like nod their heads when they see each other or like dab them up and then they do like small talk. I was way too embarrassed to do that because I knew like people would walk by and look at me, and the fact that like I had to raise my hand and say hi, it was just too much of a big gesture for me.
Or like you're the fear of rejection.
No, not the fear of rejection. It's just like, it just seems so awkward and kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just like, oh no, I just have to like do what I have to do and just leave.
Okay.
But I've gotten better. Like now if I look at people outside, now it's more awkward for me to ignore them.
Yeah.
So like, even if I've only like talked to you once or twice, and even though if I don't know your name, but I'm familiar with who you are, like visually, I'd still like, hey, like, how are you? I forgot your name, but I would just like get to it because I feel like it's so much more comfortable than to look at each other and be like, wait, I think I've seen you. And then you just kind of walk past.
I feel like we definitely witnessed like you transforming into different versions of
yourself
over the year, which is great.
No,
which is cool. Yeah. It's cool that like
to keep a friendship for so long and like see each other grow and like we're so different now. Like obviously there are things that are the same, which is why we're still
totally
that tight and everything, or else it'd probably be really different. But it's really cool. And like I think also it was something at first we were like confused about, but then it became kind of like an inside joke.
It really was like really funny. It's like so
we'd see him after school and like, hey, I saw you like walking in the halls earlier.
Yeah, what's up
and he'd
today,
be like, oh yeah, I saw you too.
Yeah, no, I don't
it's
know.
Really funny.
I'd say like I was very like close-minded, I guess, in terms of like relationships and like talking to people. I don't know why.
I got so much more open.
I feel like I had a big wall.
Well, it's like a new atmosphere, a new school, like for you, right?
But I do want to say like that to me at least feels more reassuring as a friend. Like this is like going to be a long-lasting friendship when it takes that long to break down that barrier between me and you, that I trust that this person's feelings towards this friendship is genuine. You know, it's not like, oh, it's not one of those like hallways, like when you say hi to someone, it's like, hey girl, what's up? Or like, oh my God, we're like besties. You know, that energy, I personally really cannot stand it. Because friendship is not something you can fake. It's a feeling that you just have.
Yeah. It took effort, and that effort turned into actual.
Yeah.
Like, true
it does take an effort for a
friendship.
Where
like we can tell each other everything, and like we're not hiding ourselves. We're like our true selves with each other. And that's really, really cool. You know,
no, sometimes I wonder like what made you guys stick around? Cause I was pretty cool. Like I didn't even,
you're right.
Yeah. Like
honestly, I didn't. Why are we friends with him? I hate him.
No, honestly, no. Like, sometimes
first,
I think I was
at
like,
first I was intrigued to, cause like I've had some friends in the past where they were just like really shy, and I've always kind of been the
you're
one
the
to like
one.
Reach out and talk first and like get that shy person to like show their true self and like we can have a good time sort of thing. So when I first started talking to Jeff, he was like really quiet, and I'd be like hey, and like he'd be like he wouldn't say much, and it was like to me like, oh, I gotta get this guy to talk.
Like,
so
that
was like
challenge.
A goal for you.
Yeah, at first because but also like I knew like your
we knew your siblings.
I knew your siblings,
right?
So like first. So then I already knew them, and it was easier for me, obviously, to get closer to them, but you were the only one who wasn't easy to, like, become friends with.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, we gotta put in that effort, and Sam, too, is, like, one to also, like, reach out and, like, talk. Maybe not as much as, like, I will sometimes, but it turned into something because, like, we have, obviously, we're really different. But, like, there are similarities, too.
Yeah.
Which is why we have, like, the same, like, gag code and, like, certain areas like
that. There's, like, a dynamic in our group.
Yeah, so it works. It works. And we're, like, truthful. Like, if there's something that upsets us, we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just talk about everything. And that's how we just get through it. I feel like sometimes people won't talk or, like, bring it up front. And that's what builds up and breaks friendships, right? So
you were going to say something earlier?
Yeah, you know what I realized? I can't speak for all people who are shy, but as a person who was or is still kind of shy, I don't hate it when people come up to me and talk to me. I actually prefer it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If someone comes up to me and I'm like, I'll shy to them outside, like, because as a person now that goes up to people that are kind of shy and just starts a conversation, it's kind of awkward, or I kind of get the wrong message of like, oh, do they not want to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
But for me as a shy person, I want to talk to you. And I, like it. It's just, like, it's hard for me to take, like, come out.
Oh, I see.
It's hard, yeah.
So I feel like for people that are shy, like, that's kind of, like, the only way to find a person who can break you and then, like, have you get comfortable with who
you
are.
Well, I don't know how, like, Sam's actually really good at, like, making friends and, like, going out and, like, talking to people and stuff. But, like, for me, I was, like, an only child. So I had to, I was forced to. I had to go out and make friends because, like, let's say for you, you have siblings. You grew up close with them. You didn't have to go out, like, out of your way sometimes because you already had people you could talk with, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't have that, right? And at the time, I didn't have, like, cousins or anything like that were old enough to talk with. So I would have to reach out and go talk to people, even though it was really hard at first because I used to be really shy when I was younger. But it's just, like, learning from that. And I think Sam was just also brought up with, like, people who – you know,
I think, like my family and also just I think the personality that I had
And then like when you came in, when we were in middle school and stuff, like that school too, like that atmosphere, like brought new people and new friends, and she could reach out more. And
but
like,
once again, it goes back to like having different versions of yourself, like over the years. I feel like the version that you saw me, that you had that impression of me, is like when I was like during middle school / high school phase. Now I feel like we've grown up a decent amount.
Yeah, I feel like now you're more natural, like reaching out and talking to people. Probably back
I feel like
then
I'm
you
better
were...
at keeping friendships rather than making friendships. Exactly. These days. Mm. I won't go out of my way to make new friendships I place so much value in the friendship that we have right now that I was like, I would rather keep it and make the effort to make it, you know, good. Mm-hmm, and
yeah. No, I think that's a very good point you just made. Like learning how to keep a friendship kind of moving away from making friendships. Because I feel like making friendships is also very important, but keeping it is like a skill.
Yeah,
because you actually have to work constantly.
For real. Even between us, I feel like we did definitely.
Yeah,
like,
no, there are some awkward conversations that we had to go through.
Oh yeah,
yeah, there were some times where we wouldn't talk for like. There were times where we wouldn't, like, obviously life gets busy.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
The difference between high school and, like, university and college.
Definitely.
Like, your time, you just, like, don't have as much time anymore to hang out with your people.
I do have to say, I feel like last 2 weeks we've been through quite a lot with each other. Like, not quite a lot, but, like, as in the whole, okay, so, like, I'm not going to go into the details, but like even me and Jeff, like remember the Harbor Dance Center incident?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know about this, right?
No,
okay,
no.
That
we can talk about it, yeah.
We can talk about it.
So
okay.
What, yeah. Do you want to say it?
I will talk about this for a little bit. And I think this happened just last Thursday, okay? So it's been a couple of days. So for the longest time, I've been wanting to drag Jeff along into this grooving class, which is like a dance class at Harbor Dance Center that's all the way on Granville Street.
Yeah.
Because we live in Coquitlam, so like if we were to transit out there, it takes like an hour at least.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I know that Jeff enjoys like performing and he's like, I can tell he's naturally good at dancing. So I was just like, Jeff, come with me to this like, to this grooving class. It's open level, no pressure at all. You can just come in with me and then it's an hour. So it's 8 to 9 p.m. I've been like, finally, after a while, he said okay to it, but like under a condition where if we show up to this podcast, then he'll join me on the grooving class. And I was like, hell yeah, like bet. And then, so what happened on Thursday was that I was coming out of school, which is also in downtown. And then I transited directly to Harbor Dance Center. But Jeff and I met at my school and then we walked to the dance class together. And then on the way, Jeff was like, do you have to pay for this? Is that what you asked?
I think so. It was along the lines. I think it kind of slipped out.
Yeah. Because I was just like, oh, yeah, we have to pay. Like, to me, it was like just like, oh, yeah, of course, we have to pay. Mm. And then later, Jeff, like, had this confused look on him. He was like, huh, you never told me about that. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, like, you have to pay $18 for an hour of dancing. And then that's, like, when it went downhill. Because you can talk more about
that. I think it's just a personality thing, which is kind of weird, I guess, that I kind of have. So the reason why I was like, oh, what's going on? Like, was because she was inviting us to the dance studio or the dance class, like so often. I thought it was just like a drop in, like, oh yeah, free. Come in every time. Like, come on, it's like, you know, low. What is it?
Yeah, like
low stakes. Like, you know, just come in.
Yeah, just
come. So I was like, oh yeah, sure. Like, if it's like that, I mean, I obviously, like, it's my fault too for not asking. I don't know why I didn't ask if it was pricey. I just, it was my fault for assuming as well. Mm-hmm. But as a person who was inviting me, I thought they were, like, I was expecting to get more information. But
She
was giving me, like, you know, friendly, like, dance class and come in, I was like, okay, yeah, cool. You know, just go in, dance a bit, and come out.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of caught me off guard was, like, wait, you pay and you didn't tell me? Like, what's going on? And then, like, the second wave hit when I said, wait, if it's a drop-in class and you're just dropping in whenever you want, how do you know if there's, like, spots available every time? And she said, I don't. Like, there's just never been a time when it was full. And I said, well, yeah, but, like, what if it does get full? What were you going to do then?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it doesn't get full. And here's the thing. It wasn't full.
Yeah.
And it wasn't full. And I could have just been like, okay, I'll pay and I'll go to the class.
Yeah. And then that's when we actually went to Harvard.
Yeah.
And then like, we're already talking about this. And I was like, you know what? I'll go check. And then I came back down to Jeff. I was like, oh yeah, it's not full at all. You can come with me. And then,
continue. So it's very simple. It could have ended pretty simple. Like, I could have just been like, oh yeah, Sam, next time just tell me and just pay it and just like do the dance class. Mm-hmm. But I was mad because like it felt like I was being gambled. Like, oh yeah, it's not going to be full. Come on. It never was. But in my mindset, it's like, what if it was? What were you going to do then? Like, I transited here and like it's not 100% certain. And then I'm also like overthinking. I'm like, wait, what if it was something different? Like, what if it was like some sort of like concert or something that was way more high stakes? Like, what if, you know? I think it's my problem too for like overthinking. But as a person who's being invited to, I was just expecting a couple things.
Yeah.
But she wasn't really doing it. So that's why I kind of like, oh yeah, you know what?
Yeah, both of us definitely had assumptions. Yeah,
yeah.
I think there's just difference also in personality where Sam is more like, whatever. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Well, Jeff needs to have like an idea, a schedule, and points of how it's going to go down and like know everything.
Yeah, because later, okay, so what happened was that after, okay, so literally our conversation ended at Harbor Dance Center and where Jeff was just like, yeah, I think I'll just walk around downtown and wait for you to like come out of your class. And I was like, bet, whatever. I actually was pretty upset, but for just sheerly the reason, like, oh, come on, man. Like, you came all the way. You don't even want to do it for yourself. Like, come on. Like, that was what I was thinking. Went to the dance class, had loads of fun. And then later, it just all of a sudden hit me. I was like, processed it. And then I was like, yeah, it's kind of, now I understand why he did what he did. I think, the fact that I didn't take into consideration that, you're first of all new to this and I was the one inviting you. So I definitely had the responsibility to tell you already like, oh, for example, download this app that you can like sign up for classes for or like stuff like that. I just like a lot of stuff like that, like especially when we're this close, I just never thought about it, you know? Maybe I take things for granted a little bit, but at the same time, my mind was just like, initially I was just like, you know what? Even if I end up not dancing and I just hang out with Jeff around Granville, I think we're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the intention that's there, you know, the intention is not there that day. And I understand why you decided to like, oh, I'd rather spend my time going to gym with my sibling instead. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was quite uncomfortable because it was weird because I went all the way there and I canceled it. So as a person, like, even if it was justified in any reason, I was still like, wow, this is so, like, awkward. But I feel like because I was thinking long term, and if I'm actually going to, like, hold a relationship with both of you, I have to get this out. Because I did feel, I didn't feel, like, angry, but I was kind of like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, you invite me to someplace that I don't even know, unprepared. And you're just thinking, you know, so I had to get this out of my system because I knew I was going to like, this is going to
stack up. Yeah, because it's like not big enough, but then it's small. So I know it's stop here. So then rather than letting it build up, which I totally appreciate.
Yeah. And I think like most relationships are like that. Like at first it starts off like this and then one day like somebody like just like pops. And then the other person's like, wait, why didn't you mention this like before? And I'm like, you know, but the person is like,
yeah, totally.
I didn't want to because I just kept it down and I thought you were going to fix it. So it's like, it's all messy, right? So I feel like if there's something,
it's harder to be
the if you
to
have
tell,
like some sort of like emotional problem, like addressing it as fast as you can will save the relationship in the long run.
Yeah, what happened was that I ended up like after my dance class, I just called Jeff. I was like, yo, dude, like it was my fault. Yeah. Next time I'll make sure to let you know. And then Jeff also said his part, and which I thought was really wholesome.
Yeah,
and
no, I think it was
great. Like our first time like having like some like
sort
this
of like
kind
argument,
of disagreement, and I was like, oh, at least we worked through it.
Yeah, it was great.
Makes you stronger.
Yeah, no, it really does. Yeah, so then next time I'm more comfortable to like, oh yeah, Sam, I don't know if I want to do this or if Sam's like, oh Jeff, I don't want to. It just
like,
makes it so
be
much
holding back.
Yeah,
friendship,
and it's always just once. If you get through that once, then the next times there's gonna be like so much more comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
But yeah, though that went pretty well.
That
That's really good, knowing your characters.
Yeah, no, that was...
But that's also good, though. That means, like, even though we do have strong characters, we still, like, care about each other enough to, like, work through it. So... I feel like if it was, like, someone else would be like, okay, bye.
But it's funny, because I feel like this week specifically, all of our friendships are tested.
I know.
Because, like, for example, like, I know this thing that happened, like, between us and Allie, where we're getting driven and whatever. We don't have to get into that, because I feel like it's a really long story to tell.
Yeah.
We'll get through it on our own time.
Yeah.
But,
there's next time we're on the...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like what I also learned about this was... learning how to like get like say everything that you need to say without having to like bash everything that you have. What I mean by is like I feel like a lot of people when they're angry they say things that they don't really mean and that will permanently damage their relationship. And I think it's so important to like say what you need to say to get your point across but at the same time do it in a respectful way where both parties can feel like apologetic in their actions and kind of reflect back on what they did because what worked for us was we like I wasn't like oh yeah Sam you did or Sam was like Jeff like we were both we were aware of what we did and we both apologized for what we did and we told each other what we'll do next time so I think it should work both ways so one person doesn't feel like oh yeah I always apologize or like oh I, you know you always do something wrong I feel like it should be an equal
having that period of time where you can just like individually think and then come and talk too. Because if you're talking when you're angry as well right away, you might still not even understand why the other person's mad. So also like her calling you after her dance class, after realizing then she like calmed down and she could talk with you, right? So that's also like important. Like sometimes maybe you just need to think about it, like process it and like understand it and then like talk with them too. But obviously don't take too long, like you guys said, like talk about it as soon as possible.
No, but I was actually really surprised when you called me. I was like, thank God you called me, because like it really resolved everything.
Because to be honest with you, like heading into the class, I was so pissed. Like I was just like, oh my God, this guy, no way, he's like walking out of this right now. He came all the way down here and then decide to quit last minute, even though I offer like I'll pay for your class and whatever. I was like, and then it was like literally after, so it does take time to process. And the, I feel like also the act of calling you was a very natural thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like forced. I was like, oh, how do I, like, I wasn't sitting and thinking like, oh, how do I make this work between us, right? It was just naturally, I was just like, I should call Jeff right now. Like, and then I just decided to call you and tell you. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's super important to kind of, I think in most relationships where, whether it's a friendship or an actual, like you know, romantic relationship, when there's a fight, I think most cases, somebody, like both of them did something wrong. And I feel like not only is it important for you to feel like and reflect back on what you did wrong, but also to behave in a way where the other person can feel that. Because I feel like even if I know that I did something wrong, if someone keeps pushing on it, I'll be like, no, I didn't. And like get into like this denial phase because I'm getting mad. So I think it's very important to kind of keep calm and address what you need to say. And so then the other person gets the time to like, okay, maybe I did something wrong.
Yeah. For like the past couple months when stuff like that happens, like it's not, I never just like, it takes me a long time to process, basically. Yeah, it does take time to reflect. Because at the moment, it's so easy to feel defensive. And then
It's a pride thing, I think, too.
It's such a pride thing. It's an ego thing.
I know, I have it, too.
I have it so badly. And
or maybe you're just, like, sometimes I feel like also when you're used to doing certain things with other people, you expect the other people to also do that when they're due to stuff totally differently than you do.
Yeah.
So, like, if you think, oh, this was, like, supposed to happen, but, like, that's because you do that with other people. It doesn't mean, like, the other people know that, like, automatically what to do, right? And stuff like that. So, it's, like, different people. You learn as you go. Like, even though we've known each other a long time, we're still learning, you know? Like, that's how it goes.
Anyways, we just discussed some really deep relationship stuff. Why don't we get back to high school? Do you guys miss high school? Or do you guys ever want to go back?
Absolutely not.
No, me
too. The version of myself in high school was someone like I would not appreciate myself in high school for sure.
So you wouldn't go back because of who you were?
Because of who I was.
But would you go back to like to redo the things that you enjoyed doing, like some classes you want to take? were some activities?
This sounds so annoying, but I'm just not a school person. Oh. I feel like I'm just not a school person, man. Like,
oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
I think it was more when I started college and university, I missed that, like, every time at lunch I could see my friends and, like, or hang out with them after class. But now that we were in university and college, it was, like, so hard to meet up sometimes. Or, like, we'd go, like, week or two without seeing each other or, like, even talking because we were so busy. And, like, even though I love that, like, our friendship, we don't need to talk every single day, mm-hmm. every single hour to be okay. We'll just update here and there. We'll go a few days sometimes without talking, but that's normal for us. But I think it was just that transition. It's, like, so 360 that I was, like, obviously I don't really want to go back also to going to classes in high school. But I do miss, like I wouldn't have to even do sometimes, like, separate hangouts because I literally see you guys at lunch. Like, oh, literally, we could hang out at lunch. And, like, it was also fun where, like, in high school, it was, I think, even easier to, like, I don't know, make a friend in a class. Mm-hmm. And it's not nothing deep, nothing serious. Just, like, to have a buddy, you know? So, like, class isn't, like, as boring sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, in, like, college and university, there's, just, like, so many different ages, so many different people. And, like, yes, you still can. But I feel like it's just a little, it was a little bit more intimidating when I first got into, like, university or college, right? So I think that was, like, a crazy transition for me because I obviously I like making friends in my class because it's easier because obviously your best friends aren't going to be in your classes all the time. But it was nice that it was, easier to, like, I don't know, just, like, have a random friend in a class. Or, like, the teachers that I did have honestly were pretty fun and stuff. So it was nice to also have, like, that close relationship with, a teacher. Well, in college or university, it's, like, harder because they don't see you, like, every day, right? So that's the difference, I think, for me. And that was, like, at first, like, when I transitioned to, like, college, I was, like, wow, this is totally different. Also because of, like, COVID and stuff. Yeah. But, like, yeah.
Yeah. Literally, only until I started studying at SFU, I started to realize, like, there's a reason why high school friendships last is because in the space of, like, university, it's all about professional, like, you're trying to impress. I feel like a lot of times when you make these connections, it's like you're essentially, like, telling them, hey, what do I, like, I do this, I do that, and
or, like, you might make actually a really decent friend in that class, but then it just, like, you just forget about each other, like, after the class
bond
ends.
The bond that people make through high school is, like, literally witnessing the dumbest versions of ourselves, and like, we're allowed to be kids, and, like,
Just have fun, you know, like, and stuff like that. Well, in, like, school, like, I guess you could still joke around and, like, I guess you could, but it's not, you don't have that same sort of way to do that. Totally. And you have to put in way more effort if you do want to make a friend.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, schedule things because, again, once you're in that type of atmosphere in school, like, you don't have all the time, all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I have this, like, little bit of time on this day. Like, write you in my schedule. Like, sometimes it's like that because we work too, you know, and that also takes up so much time. So
I recently, like, I'm starting to have problems with people when, like, they're entirely consumed by school. Like, this is, like, probably me talking from, like, position of, like, as a theater student, I don't have much going on, like, in terms of my academic life. But, you know, when I, for example, one of my friends, she's like a nursing student, and then when I would catch up with her, all that she has to talk about essentially is her school life and how much she's consumed by it, and which I don't know where I was going with that, but I was just gonna say, like, it's hard to find a way into her personal life where it's, like, from an angle of, like, oh, how's your family doing, like, what else do you want to do with, like, when we hang out, like, stuff like that. I find it hard because
I feel like, as a person who was like that, and I don't know if I'm still like that, but I've definitely toned it down. The reason why I was like that, or maybe, you know, your friends like that, is because that's all I care about. And so here, I'll unpack some things. There was like a time where I didn't text you guys for like a couple weeks, maybe months. Yeah. And then, you know, school and everything. Yeah. For the most part, it wasn't because of the things I was doing in school. It was more of like a mental thing. Mm-hmm. So when school starts, the work load that I get is manageable. Sometimes it exceeds it. Sometimes it doesn't. But it's more about like my mindset. It's like that's all I'm thinking about. And when that's all I'm thinking about, it's mostly negative. It's like, oh, I don't know what to do with this project. Like, what about this assignment? Like, this happened with this.
And it's like higher stakes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, so like, and because that's my main thing in my life, I can't really help but just talk about that. Right. And I don't want to bring that in because, like you said, I've met people like that. And it's not the greatest feeling when you're out to hang out with people. And yeah. That's all they talk about.
Yeah.
Unless you guys are on the same page. So, like, if me and someone else are in school and that's all we do, that's all we can talk about and we're totally comfortable with that. But when you're out hanging out with other people, that's not the best feeling. So, I think it's really, moving on to the point, it's really important to shut yourself out of what you're doing now and kind of just, like, be kind of out in that world. Right. So it's like even when school starts, I feel like when you meet your friends, it's important to kind of shut that part of your life out and just talk about, oh, like, what did you do? Like, this is what I've been working on. Like, you know, I've been doing this, you know, like, I think that's also very important because sometimes it can get a bit annoying.
And when I say like she's consumed by it, it's definitely not her fault, because literally if that's what you're paid to do and what, you know, like what your career is going to be like, I totally understand how much like it's a very high stakes position, right? Like, and I really admire the fact that she's so hardworking. That's one thing that I need to talk about, is like the fact that she puts in so much effort into just pursuing this is quite insane. And I will never be able to understand how much she's willing to do to for her career. But yeah.
No, it's definitely a respect, like I really respect people that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because like that drive, usually it doesn't go on that long, I don't think.
Yeah.
But for that to like last.
Yeah.
That's like amazing.
But I guess like from a friend's perspective, like you always just you don't know when to step in and be like, hey, maybe chillax. Like I wanna hang out with you and like let's have fun, you know?
I feel like sometimes when you're like, oh yeah, chillax, it's you know, it's hard on
you.
Because as the person who's saying chillax, it's more of like, hey, I wanna spend time with you.
Yeah.
But the person who's receiving it is like, wait, are you devaluing what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So it's like a whole misunderstanding.
And also
just going
like
on.
From like my position, I feel like it's easy for me to say because like quite literally we're completely opposite. Like what we're studying is like not even comparable. So there's not really a point of me saying that. But so that's why I never said it to her. And as a friend, you would always want your friend to feel like they deserve some time of rest. But because I don't understand her work that much to step in and be like, hey, do you want to like
but I actually want to move on to Ali's point, because it was really interesting when you said you don't really need to hang out outside of school because you're in school and you just hang out during lunch, right? So you kind of count the lunch hangouts as like the hangouts that we do outside of school.
Because
that's interesting, because I feel that as well. Like, you know, my coworkers, like, as we're working, we, like, talk a lot and we get personal and we're, like, friends, but we never meet outside. But I'm wondering, like, does that count as, like, a friendship, like, we have, like, when it's only happening in a certain location? Or can it actually develop into us, like, just doing that as well?
Well, like, well, for me, like, when I was in high school, like, it was my best friends that I ate lunch with.
Mm-hmm.
And we would make that effort to eat with each other when, we had friends in other classes. It's not like we had each other in other classes. We could only really see each other during lunch. And after school, there were extracurricular activities, and it's not like we could see each other all the time after school, because, like, my best friends at, like, that time, we had different things going. Like, I had, like, some sports that I was doing, or I had younger cousins that were going to school. I had to go pick them up or take care of them, or I had to go, I don't know, do other things, right? So after school, I was so drained, and I'm
I have like a history of just like losing so much energy after like the last block that like my energy's drained out. And like, I love my friends, and if we did have a hangout after school, they would bring up my mood. So like, that's the nice thing about having those friends. But we would hang out the whole lunch together and have a really good time. So I think for us, we didn't have to always make plans after school. Like, I think maybe grade 12, we maybe did some more, like, after school, let's go get some, like, bubble tea, or let's go get some coffee or get food. But it's not like we did it all the time, because we'd see each other in, like, at lunch. Or maybe we'd make plans on the weekend or something like that. But for me, I just had, like, really low energy. And that's just history of, like, some health reasons, too, that, like, I would be so drained. And I would be so tired that I would literally... I wouldn't have the energy to even laugh. And, like, I would just feel bad to, like, you know, make plans all the time when I'm just so drained. But thankfully, my friends loved me and understood, so they didn't care. So when we would make plans, they'd understand, okay, she needs some time to recharge. So they wouldn't, like, bother me too much, right? So I think that was, like, it. I think for some people, it's different. Maybe they have to be, like, each other, like, 24/7. In my history of like having some friends, I think when you're too close to each other and seeing each other, like you literally see each other 24/7. Like you go to school, maybe you even carpool to school together. Mm-hmm. You go to school, you see each other during school, you hang out during lunch, after school you get picked up and go home, and then you spend all the rest of the day
studying till night, quote unquote.
Till night. I've had friends like that. We were really stuck like glue. Then it turned into the worst friendships I've had. Wow. Like it was bad how it ended. It's because we were literally with each other so much that it was like you'd start picking at things, or you'd start seeing true colors that come out, or you just would see them change in a bad way, and you just, you know, it just turned out that way.
God. Just like romantic relationships.
Exactly. And like, obviously, maybe if you're like really mature and you can see each other that much, then maybe it'll work out. But like at that young age, being stuck with someone so much and like having totally like the friend that I had that I would have like that friendships with, like we would have totally different like morals with family, like all of that. And like the fact that maybe they were changing, maybe even for the worse, and then that would influence me, and that wouldn't be good. So then obviously that ended badly. So I kind of went into high school thinking, okay, if I make friends, like at first it's like, for me, it took a while to trust that friend. Like, me and Sam, we've known each other since middle school, but it's not like we were besties in middle school. Mm. We just were friends. We were in the same classes. We got along well. But, like, we each had our, like, own, like, groups at the time.
Yeah.
But thankfully, like, we were still, like, you know, we still knew each other. We were still friends, and that was nice. But in high school, we found each other in one class. We had the same class together. And we were actually in the same group, at the table group. And then we just kind of, like, were at the same level, maturity level and all of that, and we got along really well. And then at first, though, it took me a while to trust any friends. So then once I built that trust, then it worked out, like, better, obviously, because I was worried that what happened before would happen again, right? But it didn't. And at first, like, we wouldn't hang out 24/7. We'd hang out, like, at lunch all the time. We just at lunch. Or, like, I'd see her in that class, and we'd have a good time. And then more, like, as we got more closer, became better friends, like, we'd do hangouts after school. And, like, I had other friends, and I'd bring them along. And then we all became a friend group. And it was really nice. And then we met Jeff. You know, he would hang out with us after school.
Yeah.
Not at lunch. After school.
After
or
high
on the
school,
weekend.
Actually.
After, yeah.
High school.
Or at first, I think.
Was it after high school?
At first, I think it was more like.
Yeah, when we hung out.
Like, I think at first, like, we'd bring him along if his older brother came with. Or, like, at maybe a birthday, and then it got better. Like, we would make more hangouts.
I hate how back then it's, like, getting Jeff to hang out with us is almost, like, a prize. Like, a prize to be won. Literally, it takes us so long to beg him to be, like, yo, come out with us on a weekend. Or, come hang out with us. And when he, like, after, like, five times of saying no, finally a time where he says yes, we're like, yes, finally.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's like, crazy. It would be, like, an accomplishment.
It's literally, like, we worked for it.
That's what I'm saying. We did.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I still remember when I first talked to him, and he was, like, sitting all quietly
He's
on a bench.
Like...
And I was, like, and I knew his older brother because I was already friends with him. So I was, like, so I came over to Jeff. I was, like, hi. And I started talking. He's like, what?
It's funny because you're definitely not in. That's the thing. I wanted to say something about like personalities. Like, you know how people are just like, oh yeah, you're definitely introverted. You're extroverted. There's no definitive way of saying like, oh, I'm the one thing and I'm another thing.
I think we just, it's because we know him just now. Straight up.
I feel like
at first though he was like really shy, but like once we were like, it even took him on hangouts he wouldn't be like totally comfortable.
It depends on who you're with. I think ultimately if you're with it could be also me too. I could be more introverted, for example, in my classroom, like that setting makes me feel very like I was filled with social anxiety talking to people. That I don't know, does that mean I'm introverted, but it does come across that way. Whereas, like, with people and family, like, and you guys, like, I feel extroverted.
It was actually kind of crazy, though, because in high school, like, I was, like, I don't know, I talked to everyone, like, right? And I would, like, in the halls, like, hey, like, with everyone. And then, like, I don't know, COVID did, I think, took a part where, like, a lot of people, not just myself, like, kind of got more, like, we weren't as, like, extroverted as we were. Extroverted, sorry. And, like, once I was in class now, I didn't have that want to, like, say hi to everyone, reach out, like, do this, do that. I would kind of, like, push back. And then once we finally started going into real classes and stuff, I did here and there, but then there were certain classes where I wouldn't talk at all. I just, like, listen and then go home. Like, it became like that, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that, like, anxiety, like, social anxiety, like... It got stronger
It's after COVID where, in my class specifically, there's, like, only, like, less than 15 people because it's, like, in a theater performance studio class, right? And my profs would talk about this all the time, but because my cohort specifically I'm 30 right now. So my cohort specifically, we were I don't know where I was going with this, but, like, we graduated 2020. So, like, 2021, when we were still online.
Yeah, and, COVID like, time COVID, still,
we're,
yeah.
We're doing, like, theater online and stuff like that. And then, like, whereas, like, the cohort after us, basically they can go straight into university without the whole, like, the virtual theater thing. Yeah. They stepped right into in-person. So we were the only one who got scammed, it felt like, where first 1.5 years got taken away from us, such and such. And our profs would always be like, I don't know what it is, but some the energy in your cohort specifically is just really, there's something really dark and like, grim a little bit.
It was that time.
It was that time.
So. No, I feel like the COVID stuff definitely like changed, you know, a certain aspect of like a personality where you're just so much more like conserved, like,
yeah, there were people be like, what happened to you? I was like, I don't know. Like, I even stopped, like, even using social media as much. Like, I don't even go on there as much. And that was a problem, too. Since there was COVID, it's not like you could see your friends that maybe weren't, like, your best friends anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd have to, like, talk to them online all the time, right? Yeah. But, like, since I wasn't even online sometimes, it'd be hard.
I'll just say this, and then we'll get into the last segment of the show, because we are almost out of time. But... when you said like it's really weird to label someone like introverted extroverted, I definitely agree. I feel like you can't really say if someone's extroverted or introverted because location matters a lot. So what I learned when I came to university was, and part of the reason why I was so quiet in high school, a little part of it was because in high school, like, there are people like Allie, not much, but there are still people like, you know, her, where they'll come up to you and be like, hey, like, what's your name? Like, you know, and they'll be very open and invite you to things. And that's basically the reason why we have a friendship. Yeah. In university, I feel like the whole community itself, it's very, you kind of have your own thing going on.
Yeah.
And I learned very quickly that if I don't work to build friendships or meet people, I will just waste my 4 years with no one by my side. So I learned to, like, you know what? Let's just get out of here. Like, let's just move out of this comfort zone and just, like, talk to people, meet people, like, and just do all these sorts of social stuff because no one's going to do it for me.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is one segment that I do with all my guests is I pick out two random things and all you guys need to do is just choose whichever one appeals to you the most.
Oh my god.
So if I say the beach or the mountain, You can just say
Beach
of the Mountain.
That's so basic. Get
it is. Like, honestly, this is very fun because I'm a very creative person and I come up with some interesting choices. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'll say the two things and Allie will start off with her answer first.
Okay.
And then we'll go down to Sam.
Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Pineapple or mango?
Mango.
Oh, I forgot to answer mango as well.
Mango. Chopsticks or forks?
Chopsticks. I'm Asian, so.
White rice or fried rice?
Fried. Oh, white. Sorry, white. White rice.
Fried rice.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Iced coffee.
Timothy Chalamet or Tom Holland?
Tom Holland. I don't like Timothy Chalamet. Oh, wait, hold on.
It's okay.
I'm kidding. I don't. Guys, you have to watch the new Wonka trailer. He goes, scratch that, reverse it. It's been like my.
I don't understand that verse. I don't understand that verse.
Okay, because he goes like, in the trailer, what did he say? He was just like, oh, listen down and quiet up, people. And then he's like, no, scratch that, reverse
I see.
It.
Wow. Okay. That's just kind of.
That's so
genius. Stupid. All right. Be with a quiet worker that works well or a friendly worker that makes mistakes from time to time?
Friendly worker. Friendly.
What about
absolutely.
You, Ellie?
Maybe, yeah, friendly.
Friendly worker? Okay.
Mistakes are acceptable as long as you...
Never eat pho or jjajangmyeon?
Never eat jjajangmyeon.
Jjajangmyeon?
Never eat jjajangmyeon.
Really?
I love pho too much.
All right. Never get sick again or your body is indestructible?
Never.
Why would we...
Probably never get sick again. I just don't like getting sick. The feeling is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never get sick. Honestly, I think I'd choose that too.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Able to fight really good or be able to persuade you with your words?
Words. Because I'm really good at that already.
I'm torn. Mae good at...
That's how I live my life.
Let's just go with like... Fighting.
Fighting,
I'm
yeah.
not good at it at
yeah.
all. Yeah.
Have really high tolerance to sound or smell? Meaning
smell.
Sound is like loud sounds.
Oh,
smell is
okay,
like smelly smell.
Sound.
Sound?
Smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Low tolerance in pain or spice?
Low tolerance in spice, of course.
Spice, because...
I'd rather have high tolerance in pain.
Never get cold again or never get hot again?
Oh. Never get hot again.
Yeah, same.
Really? Adopt the ability to camouflage or regrow your body when detached.
Okay, camouflage then.
Really?
When is it going to get detached? Like, when is that going to happen?
That's true. Well, it's if it's like cut off or something. But
camouflage.
All right.
Yeah.
Never have acne again or cavities.
Cavities. You can treat acne, I guess.
Yeah okay. Be able to play the trombone or the trumpet.
Trumpet.
And your
trumpet.
Okay. Interview your favorite music artist or movie star.
Music artist.
Movie star.
All right. Achieve your dream physique anytime and it only takes one day, or have your dream physique now and never be able to change it ever again.
Sorry, what was the first one?
So the first one was achieve your dream physique anytime and it'll only take one day.
Mm-hmm.
But, or would you rather have your dream physique right now and never be able to change it again?
Probably the first one.
The first one? Change it anytime.
Yeah, change it anytime because it just takes a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find the love of your life or be set financially for 25 years.
Yeah, be set financially for 25 years. Oh my God. Without a doubt.
What about
love
you?
Sucks.
Really?
If it's the love of my life.
Yeah, I don't want
that.
Too much commitment right now.
I mean, if it's the love of your life, though, it'll work out.
I hope, yeah.
I mean, if that's the question, it better.
That's the question. So it's like, he's the one. The
definitely
one.
Definitely financially. Are you kidding me, Ali? Yo, imagine not being financial.
Okay.
All right, last one. Never need to sleep again or eat.
Never need to
sleep.
Never need to sleep.
I need food on a daily.
No, here's the thing though. If you don't need to eat again, the cravings or whatnot, it's not going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're telling me that you would use up like your 8 hours a day doing something.
Yeah, it's more fun. It's more fun in the night.
I guess so. Yeah. That's true. All right. Well, that is it for my show today. Thank you all for coming. I hope you guys
had
some fun.
Thank you.
I had fun.
Thank
yeah.
You.
I mean, the hour was really short, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It
went by so fast.
Next time, Yeah.
We should come up again.
Yeah. I want to do this again.
All right. I hope you guys all have a lovely day. And I hope this episode was very entertaining for you guys. My name is Jeff, and I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye.